Welcome back to another episode of Karting Dads. In this episode, we talk about the time we had at Ocala Grand Prix. It was our first time down there at this awesome track, beautiful place, great people. I know it's been a while since we've recorded the episode. I do apologize for that, but it's all right because we're coming back. We have more episodes coming out here shortly. Just going to let you guys know how much I appreciate you guys emailing us and asking us about, you know, when's another episode coming and, you know, keeping us on our toes. And again, apologize for the last few weeks, but we have a lot of stuff coming your way. And I really appreciate you following this podcast. And please continue to tell all your friends about it. And I look forward to racing with you guys soon.
What up?
Oh, not much, man. Not much. I am tired.
Yeah, I'm actually the opposite. I'm getting my energy back. Just having that one night of sleep feels so awesome.
Yeah, so I don't even know where to start. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since we put something out, but I think we've been recording, so it is difficult to pick up, but we'll just run with it. Why don't we just start with this weekend? Like, that's the easiest.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you for a second. So we decided a couple weeks ago to go down to Ocala Grand Prix, and sure enough, man, we let some of the people in the club know that we're heading down, and next thing you know, we had, what, 8 of us all go down, and we all met up, and we had a blast. That track was cool. It was fun. I'm lost for words, to be honest with you. It was cool, man. That's something that I didn't think, like, something I didn't think that we were maybe at yet, you know, with trying to get people to come and have fun. But yeah, it was way above like any expectations I could have thought of.
Definitely. I think the whole day and the sequence of events was awesome. Rolling up like 7 or 8 deep, that's cool as hell. I had a blast, man, like all pitted together like we always do and helping each other out, figuring things out, because it was new for, you know, almost all of us. I mean, Corey and Kevin knew what they were doing, but the rest of us, you know, figuring it out. So that was cool. That was awesome. I had a blast.
Yeah, it was hot. Very, very hot. Had rain.
Yeah,
lightning. He
put up a thing. His phone said that it feels like 108. And yeah, it sure did feel like 120.
Yeah, it was. It's like, it's probably the first event that we went to, and we didn't seem rushed. Does that make any sense? It seems like we had more downtime than, you know, we had anything else. But you know, it's just like we were able to make our adjustments that we needed. We were able to go, you know, talk to people and hang out and look at all different kind of carts. It was fun. You know, we got to meet some people who like to follow the show. Shout out to Mr. Quincy Smith himself, and him and his wife were down at Ocala. We met up with them. It was really cool to hang out with them and, you know, talk to them face to face instead of just over a computer. So
yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, his shirts that he gave us those are some of the cool shirts I've ever seen. So
Quincy straight out of box 206.
Quincy made these shirts that is just like the straight out of Compton thing, theme, but it says straight out the box with 206 underneath it. It's the coolest
That's
shirt.
So cool.
I'm so honored to have one. Because you remember I was telling you at the driver's meeting, and I'm like, dude, Quincy's shirt? That's freaking awesome. That's a good idea. And so next thing you know, he comes and brings us these shirts. I'm like, man, new hashtag, straight out the box.
For sure. Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to try and get that from him in maybe like a cool shirt or something. Because that sounds cool, man. I want to rock that every time under my cart suit.
Yeah, and it was nice to, like I said, it was nice to hang out with them. You know, they needed some weights, so we gave them some weights. We needed some different gears, so they gave us some gears. It was just cool. It's exactly what Karting Dads is all about. You know, it's just people come together, have fun. You need help. You need parts. If we have it, we're going to give it to you. And that's, I couldn't ask for anything better, man.
Definitely.
It was chill. Like, even my dad still talked about it. He still texted me, you know, every couple of minutes. Oh, when are we going back down? When are we going to do this? When are we going to do that? Oh, we need to do this. And I'm like, settle down, man.
Oh, by the way. By the way, speaking of helping each other out, okay, nobody can give me crap for being skinny and lightweight anymore. Because if I wasn't as skinny, y'all wouldn't have had weights.
Exactly. I had to borrow some weights and run some fuel. And
I did 25 pounds off my cart. So I had, about 20 because I could run fuel for the remaining 5, but 20 pounds that I could give out to anybody who needed it. So yeah, take that. Skinny boys rule.
No, rumor had it, because we've never been down to Ocala, that you have to get there early to register. It's a process, right? So
yeah,
we all leave Jacksonville about 4:45 in the morning. Since you and Heath are up in Fernandina, y'all kind of almost met up together. And on my way down, I just happened to be right by a gas station and saw Kevin's truck. And so I pulled in with Kevin and followed him down. And we all arrived pretty much at the same exact time.
Yep.
And then,
well,
John,
we had talked about it before. Like, we knew we were trying to get there at 7. So everybody kind of left with the intent to get there at 7. So it worked out so well that we hooked up in the right places. Like, I knew he said he was going to stop. He called me before he left and told me where he was going to stop. So I knew he was about 15 minutes ahead of me. I drive a little faster than most people. So I knew I could make up like an extra 5 or 10 minutes. And by the time he made his stop, I didn't need to make a stop at all. Well, I didn't think I needed to. So I'm like, oh yeah, by the time he gets out of the gas station after walking around and getting stuff, I should be right there. So it worked out really well. Like, you guys stopped that, the Circle K. He was at the pilot. I'm rolling up. I'm taking a picture of you guys parked. And then Heath is on my right, just like getting out of that gas station. I'm like, solid.
And then John met us at the flea market, pretty much right there next to the track. But he was coming from further south than all of us, so there's no way to get up with him. But no, we all parked right next to each other, Corey and his dad, for maybe 30 yards from us, where we pitted at. The Vanderzees were about 30 yards the other way. Brian and Mason were, right at the beginning of the entrance, because they got there on Friday. So we had all these Jacksonville people. Most of them were all in the one area, and, we did our deal. Everyone met up. We got to hang out with the Ruiz brothers for a while. It was cool seeing them. Maybe we convinced them to come back to Jacksonville, every now and again.
Oh, I don't think we convinced them. I think they decided that we're having way too much fun, so they're rolling with us.
Yeah, we definitely were probably the only people there who weren't taking like this race super serious, and I think it kind of change people's like opinion on how the day was going, because it was hot and it was miserable. But you see people joking and laughing, you want to know what they're doing, and we ran pretty good on top of that.
I guess it's tough for me to say I did well, even though I know I shouldn't beat myself up, but my first half, or maybe first third of the two races, just were awful. Like, they were just traditional, brain farts. And then once I settled in, oh, let's do this. And then the second half of each race was freaking epic. It was like, all right, Emmanuel, head down, focus, and chase, and I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I had maybe just been by myself, even though I was fast, I'd probably have been bored, just because mentally I was so exhausted from like the last 3 days. But yeah, man, I had fun. I had a blast. Do we want to go into the details, or like, I don't know. I don't even think I could even summarize it. Oh, I do know that I tried to look at one of the videos from yesterday. I pulled out my camera to try and vlog a little bit, but dude, my face shows me drenched in sweat. I couldn't talk straight. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We just finished the heat. Was that qualifying? It's a blur. I don't know what we just finished. It was awful.
Yeah.
And I stopped watching it.
No, it was cool. I mean, Ocala has a live feed. So Ron, who I'm sure everyone already knows by now, is the one who always works and tunes on our cart. And he wasn't able to make it down to Ocala, but he was following us not only on Race Monitor, but also the live feed on YouTube. So after every race, he would call you, he'd call Kevin, he'd call me, and says, hey, you know, you look good out there, but you need to do this. You know, what's the cart doing? What can I do to help you? You know, even though I'm 2 hours away. And so, I mean, that's just cool. I mean, to have somebody, you know, in your corner like that who's, you know, even if they're not there, they're always checking on you and make sure everything's all right. You know, do you need any advice, any help? That's awesome. And I don't think a lot of people, probably not too many people ever do that. So, I mean, that's just showing the character that Ron is. And, you know, Corey being there too. Corey was always coming over and checking on us and answering every question we had. And it was like having, like, Ron Jr. there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
like, Ron the third.
We were all too narrow in the rear. Like, if Corey hadn't come and said what he, you know, he did about hit total track with the 6-inch wheel that he was on, I would have been super narrow. I mean, I had to move out essentially an inch on each side to have a little stability in the rear. But even then, my balance was so off because I had just taken 20 pounds off of my rear. So it was just like, my car feels a little bit unsettled under braking. I was like, oh yeah, because we had it scaled for one thing and I just messed up the scaling, like, you know, 20 pounds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we always get the brain farts like after everything's over. It's like, ah, I should have gotten this because I'm not, you know, on this package. But no, it was like, I know I'm probably repeating myself saying about how much fun it was, but it was just that much fun.
Yeah, it was a ton of
fun. The thing about Ocala is they have a bunch of classes, you know, and it takes a little while to get things circled through, but we have lightning delays and rain delays. It's just, it seemed like one thing after another to extend the day. And next thing you know, it's 7 o'clock at night. We still haven't even left yet. Like, yeah, we got to go. We got kids we got to go pick up. And
why? I know. I felt bad because I had initially told my mother-in-law, who had the case, my wife was out of town, that we should be getting done normally, like, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at the latest. 8 o'clock is the kid's bedtime. It's 2 hours away. I'll make it. I'll get the kids at 8 o'clock. Nope. I didn't get there until about 9:30. And that was just booking it after our races were done and we loaded up. Because if we had stayed for all the races to get done and then enjoy the, like, awards and stuff, man, we would have been there till, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. You know, so that's the only thing I have to say. I don't know that I have an actual suggestion on how to make that better. I think we just have that many classes, but man, 12 hours for us to, you know, start to finish. That's a lot. I mean, it's got to be a better way to do it and compress that, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Things just got a little weird at the end, you know. I don't really have any complaints about the race or the way they ran it. I felt that we were welcomed, especially in the driver's meeting. We let them know we're new here. We're from Jacksonville. You know, they kind of gave us a little crap for a little bit. you know, but, and then we went over the rules and the start, because they do their starts a lot different than I've seen before. And so we asked like basic questions on these things, and we, you know, kind of wanted to know answers on it. So for instance, in their start, they have like an area where you can't go outside of your box on a
rolling starting lane. You have to stay in your starting lane. Yep.
And if you have two tires on the white lane, it's a two-second or three-second penalty, and you have tires outside the white line or something like that, it's 10 seconds. Or two tires outside the white line is three, four tires outside the white line is 10, something like that. And they said you have to stay there until the green flag drops. Now, me and you specifically asked Charlie three times, hey, when the green flag goes, are you allowed to come out of the lanes? And he said yes. And then we assured him, is like, not before you get past the start-finish line. He said no. Once the green flag goes, anything goes from there. Well, depending on, I guess, the mood or the person or whoever it was, that rule wasn't consistent all the way through.
Right.
And that was a little kind of weird and frustrating part. I mean, me and you didn't have any problems with it. Kevin got falsely accused of it, which I don't know how they could even accuse him when he was on the front row. But like, that's just like one thing is like, I'm not going to say home cooking, but you know, it's like, look, we got to find a way to make that rule like widely known that once the green flag goes, that's it. Or I don't know if the officials that are behind the racers to make sure everyone's in their lanes is looking at the cars and not the flag, you know? Or
yeah, and it's difficult. Like watching Kevin's video that your dad took from the stands, and I have that video too. I just haven't gotten to it on my camera. There are, you know, how many people? Seven or eight rows of carts, right? Like on that right side, maybe seven. Kevin's in the front row. There are three carts behind Kevin who are all staggered across the white line. Like, there's no way you see Kevin's tires, even if he was over the white line, because of the carts behind him. They're all just staggered at that angle. So I don't know how an official behind the entire group can spot exactly where Kevin's, you know, tire is when the green flag goes. Now, the guy throwing the green flag could say that he saw Kevin come over the white line. But again, Kevin is in the front row on the outside. Like, he crosses the line, the green is out, he could do whatever he wants. So how he gets penalized, I mean, yeah, you could argue, you know, six and one half dozen the other, but I thought that was ridiculous. There's no reason why Kevin should have got a penalty when he's on the front row and the green has come and he could do whatever he wants. So anyway, that's all. It's tough. Like, unless you have videos from four different people and you have a race director who wants to sit there watching the video, that's just going to be impossible to enforce. So, I don't know. That's all I have to say about that one.
Yeah, then, you know, you could go and protest. Well, from what I heard, that if you protest, it's a $75 fee, right?
Yeah, every protest has that. If you win the protest, you get your money back. If you don't, you lose it. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's kind of, I can understand the way of having fees and stuff, but to me that's a little ridiculous for something like that. But anyways, that was like, well, for us, like me and you, that was the only kind of downfall that we were a little confused about. But in the Masters race, things got real dirty at the end, and Kevin was a little involved in that one.
Because in all essence, in the heat race, Jorge just got, like, shoved. Like, peace out.
Yeah.
You're going in the dirt, rallycross style.
Yeah, and, man, props to Jorge on that, because that dude did lift, and he was jumping all – he was coming out of that seat, because I was behind him when it was happening. So
hashtag
Miguel
never lift,
and another guy were coming off what they call a showcase turn, which is like a nice sweeper. And Jorge was on the outside. Another guy was on the inside. And Jorge pretty much had him beat coming out of that turn. Well, the guy on the inside, I don't know if he was new at racing or what happened, because he knew he was there. And he just kept on tracking out. And Jorge, he couldn't hit the brakes. He couldn't do anything. He just had to go through the dirt. And, like, he didn't have, like, two wheels off. He was, like, four carts into the grass.
Yeah.
And he was able to save it and got back on track and worked his way back up through the field. I mean, dude's a good driver. Dude's a really good driver. So
Nah, both. I mean, Miguel said he had third locked off in the final, and then, you know, hashtag run out of talent or something. And then but yeah, man, it's awesome. I can't wait to like run with them and get their speed. You know, like I think it'll be really good competition for us. Like they're right about, I think, where we are. You know, maybe not like national elite level, but definitely back of the front pack. You know, sort of racing. And man, I really want to race with them boys and have some good battles.
Yeah, so he's had a pretty good day until the end when you got a little sick from the heat. Quincy had a pretty good day. I know he was having some struggles with his cart, and, you know, it kind of stinks that we, you know, really couldn't help him because, one, like, we don't have the same kind of cart he has.
Right.
Or know really anything about the bandits. Kalen, I wish you were there. Maybe you could have helped him.
All right, Kalen, come on, Kalen, you should have told me. Oh, man.
And so he was struggling a little bit, and then he had an older bandit. And, you know, but all in all, him and his wife were there having a good time, and that was really cool, man. I mean, it was an honor to meet them. You know, you don't realize, like, you have people who follow your show, and, you know, when you finally get to see them, they're like, oh, man, you know, in this episode, they can recall everything you're talking about. And, no, he was giving us crap for wanting to know why we're 4 weeks behind, because he travels a lot. So every time he travels, he likes to listen to our show. I mean, and his wife was throwing us shade, too. She said, oh, you guys too busy, or, you know, I travel, I like your show, and all of a sudden, are you stopping? Y'all need to get back on the ball and do it. So the show's for you guys. I know y'all are traveling.
Just for you, Kelly. We're not even going to wait till Wednesday. Just for you, Kelly. Thank you so much. Like, really, we can't say enough thank you for even spending the time to listen, but meeting you guys. Man, we're ready. You should come down for the next race, roll with us, pit with us. It's going to be fun, man. Hell, we'll even record a show at the track. That's the next thing we need to do. I mean, we got our technology working right now, right?
I hope so. We're about to find out. but, yeah, so I think we figured out, you know, going down to OGP that, you know, we're going to be involved more with that track, too. And we're probably going to run that Fall Winter Cup series they have.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
I mean, if the weekend works, I mean, like, part of the reason why Jack's LO206 works is, you know, it's a Saturday, you're gone, you're home by 5, you know. You do that once a month, not a big deal. That's the only thing I mean, again, it's not really a complaint because it lets the day go by well, but unless I'm taking the family with me and just being gone, leaving at, you know, 4 a.m. and getting back at 10 p.m., it just seems like an all day thing that I may not want to make a habit of. You know,
right.
That's the only thing I'm thinking about, especially since I still have my cars. I still have, you know, Jacksonville, and then there's all the work travel involved. So, yeah, but we'll just plan for it and do our best to make it happen. I had an amazing time, and that track is awesome. You know, I haven't been to a track that I haven't liked yet, and just everything about OGP, that track is cool. It's definitely, I wouldn't say the opposite, but very different from 103rd. And so it's a good, you know, challenge, a good switch up, if I can say that. It doesn't have any elevation change. So, you know, like AMP is also like different in that way. Another track I've done like really well, but yeah, it's just different. It's just like a big outdoor indoor go-kart track. I mean, that's what it felt like, right? It's just so many tight turns and just flows here or there and just one straight and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't explain the track any better than that. And, you know, when we were leaving, they had the lights on and cars were still going. And I'm like, you know, when the lights came on, that track like really lit up nice. And I'm like, man, that's cool, but it is dark. I want to be home.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to book it and get out of there. So,
yeah,
I wish you could have stayed. I think, I think we would have had fun at the awards, like, especially letting people know, not while we're busy trying to get the grid and stuff, like, just letting people know, hey, who we are, we're there hanging out, and, like, just letting the officials and stuff know that we had a blast. Like, that would have been awesome for me to to just get that opportunity to just say thank you to the people who put the stuff on, you know? Like, I'm sad I didn't get to do that, but it won't be our last, so not worried about it at all. We'll be back there, and we had a blast. And I took lots of pictures of, you know, people in the paddock and stuff. I need to upload those as well to the album, the, you know, Jack's Karting Invades or Karting Dads Invades, Ocala Grand Prix. I gotta upload all the, like, the paddock pictures.
Comedy,
I didn't take any on-track.
OGT.
I know, right? I didn't take any on-track pictures just because we were busy, but I did make time to take paddock pictures, and I got as many as I could. So once I post it up, maybe we'll find a way to send it over to the guys at OGP, and they can just, you know, share it to people and tag them as needed.
Yeah. Yeah, that would, I'm sure they'd appreciate that. And, you know, their hospitality was nice. They have a showroom in there where you can get all kind of parts and tires and everything you need. One thing that I thought was really cool, this is maybe me, but they had a guy out there all day long. And all he was doing was riding on his four-wheeler, and if he's like, people that throw their bottles and stuff on the ground, he picks it up to keep the facility clean.
Yeah.
Right? Dude. But this guy's all day long, he's just running with his little picker, picking, you know, stuff up that, you know, some people might not realize that fell down or they dropped.
Yeah.
And the facility is clean. There's no trash anywhere. Like, you ain't see cigarette butts on the floor. I mean, it is, it's nice. So I was going by, and this dude is just sunburnt and baked, and there's some bottles on the floor. So I just went ahead and sent it in. I said, "Man, no, I was going to get that." I said, "Man, you've been doing this all day." So I walked alongside the four wheeler and started picking up trash and put it in the cans, because, you know, that's respect. That's people who, like, appreciate what they're doing. You know, they appreciate the track. They appreciate, you know, people coming and supporting their track.
I saw that to me, right in the morning.
To me, that's shows that they actually care. You know, they want racers to be there all the time. They want everyone to see on how clean their facility is. It's just like a pride thing, I guess. I don't know. To me, that was cool.
Definitely. I mean, we got there, you know, 7:20-ish when we got into the paddock. We parked, and where Kevin pulled in, you know, there was a trailer on his left and a trailer on his right. The funny thing is, each of them had a trash can, but we were in the middle. We had the most carts, right? We had, you know, 5 carts under our tent, and we didn't have a trash can. It didn't take more than 15 minutes. Here comes old boy rolling around with, you know, a golf cart with a trailer, like, full of trash cans. And he asks us, "Hey, where would you guys want this?" And we're like, "Wait, you're bringing out the trash can? That's awesome." You know, and all day I saw him just rolling around any cans that were full, just picked it up, loaded it up, and, you know, just had fresh, empty, you know, trash cans with him. I mean, just speaking of, like, what you saw with dude on the four-wheeler picking up trash, and this dude just also making sure even people in their pits, you know, have what they need. And that was cool. That was really cool. And I enjoyed that. I added that to my review of OGP. So it was cool.
Yeah, it was. And, like, the amount of different teams that were there that had, you know, single kits, and they had all their banners out and 20 carts underneath. And we've never seen most of these people here in Jacksonville. We go down there, and there's just, you know, it's like tents, like miles of tents. And, you know, you just see all these families together and have their kids out there. You know, you have there's Ortiz Racing Group that was over there. They had, like, 4 kid cars, little Yamaha, Sportsman. They had, like, every 2 cycle from all the way to the bottom, all the way to shifter carts. And they had, I don't know, 18 people in there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I didn't see them race, but it was cool to see, like, a unity of family like that. You know, TV Karts had their whole tent, and Cosmic had their tent. And I was like, why Jacksonville's so close to these people? You know, so close.
Yeah.
What can we do to get you guys to come up here and hang out with us for a little bit, too? So, you know, that sounds
really wonderful. I think we're identifying it. Some of the basic things we just said, like the organization, You know, the people like who was volunteering or being paid to take care of the facility. I mean, all those little things, like, they count for a lot. And I don't know if this is sad to say, but after going there, we need to step our game up. Like, NFKC, we're slacking. It's like, you know, it's not even minor leagues, man. It's like freaking high school club versus, you know, the pros. I mean, yeah. It is what it is, but man, we don't come close. I mean, damn. They had live streams. They had a commentator who was dedicated to the process all day. Like, you know, when we have Maxis come, Maxis puts out a show and we fill out our driver profiles. Dude, locally, I mean, the same guys have been running for, you know, as far back as, you know, 40 years, hashtag Brad. you know, and we don't have anybody who says anything about, like, anybody locally. It's like, really? Yeah, that's definitely not even on the same level of the effort that goes into that event versus our event. And, I mean, it's nice that they have a lot more people because a lot more funds, right, allows you to do more. You've got to have money to get things done. So it's a catch-22. We need the money to do some of these things, but at the same time, some of it we could get done without a whole lot more than we already have. So, yeah, we gotta make time. I mean, I know you're busy, I'm busy, and everybody else is busy, but if we want to grow this, we have to make it, you know, a priority locally. So, yeah, I'm all about that for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Track map. Like,
yeah, track map with driver's notes and everything. I know.
It was legit. Like, we get there. It was legit. Oh my God. Yeah, no, I'm stoked, man. We got a lot to do and we're going to keep going back and learning more of what they're doing and how we can get better too. Plus, I mean, I feel like I wasn't prepared. I know that. So I was there to have fun. I was mentally exhausted from the 2 days before that. Just simply put, I only slept my wife and I did the math. I probably got 3 hours of sleep in the 64 hours before last night. So, you know, that's where my brain was. And then on top of that, because I wasn't ready, I missed out on first practice. Second practice was a wash because that was the first time I was seeing the track and I got 6 laps in. And lap 6 was my fastest, and I was still, like, a second behind where you were on your first practice. So that threw it away. And then qualifying, I only got 1 lap in because I did something silly or stupid with my tires. It felt like it was going to fall off. So I did 1 lap and came in instead of trying to stick it out for all the 3 laps just to see, you know, if the tires would come in or if it would just break. I just didn't want, like, to lose a wheel and then be parked on the side. And then meant like, here I go physically having to lift my cart and then get brought back in and I cause a red flag. I don't know. So yeah, like the whole morning I got nothing. And then our heat race, was good. I mean, I started in the back and, you know, that was basically my first real lap. Oh, and I had the wrong gear on. So,
it's always something.
Yeah, like it's always something. So it's like, oh my God. So now that I'm actually driving laps and I'm catching people, but they're all leaving me. Is my motor gone? And then I sit back. No, I'm on a totally wrong gear. And I never had a chance to even look at that. And then the final, which would have been the chance for me to shine. It rained right before. And then it was a wet start. The people in front of me, cause we, you know, I didn't buy the required cart, track tire, you know, you had to have MG reds, and I knew I was just gonna be feeling my way around. I didn't want to buy a new set just to do, you know, one race with and maybe lock up here or there and just destroy brand new tires. That's just my brain. So I was okay with taking no points for it, but man, starting in the back, even though I finished what, ninth in the heat and having to just go straight back to, you know, behind all those guys I had to pass, and then, you know, going to grid, because it was wet, the cars in front of me, I mean, they just couldn't turn. And, you know, we've all been there. Like, if it's, you know, a car that you can't drive it, you can't drive it. You just work with what you got. And I couldn't wait, so I just forced it and I passed them on the pace laps. We had two pace laps. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. My cart is sticking. Yours isn't sticking. You know, I feel for you, but I gotta go. So, you know, I caught up to the pack, and then right before green, here they come and they're behind me. And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, you guys can go. So I moved out the way so they could get in their spots in front of me. But then that just set me back, you know, and then, you know, they're all locked up and spun themselves around, because it was wet and I had nowhere to go. I just jammed my brakes and I spun around too. And it took like a minute to turn myself around. And at that point, I'm like, oh boy, I'm not even gonna have a chance to have a proper race. But man, chasing, you know, the guys in front of me just because I knew I was quicker than them. That was fun. Just closing down that big gap, like lap after lap, and just seeing that gap shrink. Like, yes, give me that carrot. Give me that carrot. You know, I enjoy that.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you spun out in the carousel, and me and Dad are like, oh, man. You know, Kevin was there too. And you got back up and going, and the next thing you know, like, you started to settle down, and you found out where the group was. And all of a sudden, you see the cars just getting, you know, closer and closer and closer. And, you know, we're all going to, as soon as you spun out, we're just going to go back to, you know, start getting our stuff ready because we were right behind you. And so we were like, no, let's watch to see what happens. And all of a sudden, we were going to cheer you on because you're getting closer and closer. And you ended up passing, what, two more people before the checkered. And that was pimp. I mean, you were driving your butt off and just reeling in people. It was crazy.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, I knew I had messed up, but, dude, I had fun. I had fun chasing down people. And, you know, it all jokes aside, I don't have that, like, knowledge yet. And, you know, I don't have the practice or experience yet. But, man, someday, like, I know when we race cars and Spectre 30 and stuff, the fast boys, they don't mind starting dead last, you know, just for fun and then just going through the whole field. But, you know, just because the guys who were, you know, at that the back level, I was a little quicker than. It was fun, and I don't mind, like, a couple of races in the future just starting dead last just because I'm like, you know, I just want to go to the field and just make some passes, you know.
I'll take easy pickings.
It was cool to watch that. And, in my final, with Kevin being on the outside lane, and the rumor had it that the outside lane really gets pushed back on starts. So I was P9 and I was on the inside and Kevin was P2, and he goes, if I see the car in front of you come by me, then I know you're there, you know, pick me up. I said, no right. problem, Kevin. We're going to do this. And I haven't had too many good starts. I'm not good at it and I don't claim to be good. But when the green flag dropped, somehow Kevin got such a good push from the guys in the back that they didn't drop. And so I'm right. like, oh, damn, what's our next move now? It's like, okay, I'm just going to stay here. And I went from P9 to P6. And I'm like, holy crap, that's like the best time I've ever had. And I'm going.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Next thing you know, I'm like counting the people in front of me, and I see the guys in front of me. I'm like, oh, he's super fast. And I'm right on their bumpers. I'm like, oh, yeah. Finally.
Race it with the big boys.
Yeah. You know, kind of walking around like Conor McGregor, swinging my arms.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm up here.
Wait, was it you that posted that meme, or was it Kaylin that said that? I remember seeing that recently.
Yeah, I did. I posted that meme.
That was awesome.
And so, like, I was like, one lap goes by, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get past because I'm not ready to be up here. Like, I'm kind of still in shock that I'm up here. And then the next lap goes by, and the next lap goes by, and they're starting to lead me a little bit, but I'm not getting challenged behind me yet. And so, like, it starts clicking in my head. It's like, maybe you deserve to be up here. Maybe the work that you're putting in is starting to show that you can hang with these guys. You know, you need more track time experience, especially those are our first time there. By like lap six, I'm getting to the point where I'm tired.
Yeah.
And
you were defending so hard every time. I mean, that has to just wear you out.
Like, yeah, and it's just, like, I could see maybe people behind me getting a little frustrated thinking I was blocking. Well, I don't think I was actually blocking because, you know, it happened to me in the pre-final. But if they think that, you know, I apologize, I guess. But they're in the turns are so sharp and, you know, the track's kind of narrow that you kind of have to push a little bit somebody out the way to get the run. And if you have the run, keep your cart there. If you have the inside, like there's some guys who have the inside on me. And I'm like, okay, no, I knew I'd have to go out wide. And next thing you know, their bumper disappears. So the same on the brakes. I'm like, well, dude, you had the run. I will give you your space. But if you're not going to fight for the position, well, dude, then, yeah, I guess I am blocking because you're too scared to put your cart there. That's not
right. Yeah, and then there's a reason why it's not the best line, right?
Yeah.
So just because you stick your nose in there doesn't mean you can carry the same speed. So if you stick your nose in there, you just go, oh, crap, well, if I say I'm not going to make the corner and you back out of it, no, you haven't been blocked, right? You picked the wrong line. I mean, that's part of racing. So,
yeah, I mean, you were defending. I mean, that's all it is. And it wasn't even like you were doing hard defending. Like, I remember one time you guys were coming up to the showcase and you were on the outside and I was like, oh, for sure, he's just going to dive up on the inside for a showcase. And you just like stay there. And he got there and he backed out of it. And you said, as soon as he backed out of it, you just closed in and just took that line because you were wide and you just came straight for the apex. I mean, that isn't locking, right? That's just taking the line. You took it away from him because you were ahead. I mean, yeah, it looked harsh, but he backed out of it. If he had stayed there and you did that, you would have spun out. He would have been fine. So it wasn't like you did a dirty move. It's not like Kevin's bump and run, you know, where Kevin just got moved. I think I had
no corner to run as a freaking pile drive.
Dude, that was such a dump. It was hilarious. I mean, sorry, Kevin, but I was just laughing when it happened. I was just like, oh, snap. Like, you knew it was coming. Like, Kevin had fought so hard all race. And, I mean, I don't think the guys behind him were faster. I think they just all had the draft. And it's easy when, you know, you guys are together and you're all chasing someone. I think it's just easier. Kevin didn't have anyone, you know, I think James was leading. James had checked out. James had like 3 second lead. So
yeah, he was gone.
So like Kevin was in no man's land with 4 carts, maybe 3 really, who were battling behind him. And they can all just follow Kevin and wherever Kevin goes, they go. And they're in a draft. So I don't know that they were faster than Kevin. I mean, Kevin deserved to be there. He definitely wasn't holding them up. But they had, it's a 14-lap race times, you know, 50 corners a lap, you know, exaggeration. But they had all those to make the pass and didn't do it. And, you know, there's no way Kevin was blocking. I mean, he raced his butt off. He started second, you know, so it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. But anyway, dude, we're 42 minutes into this one. That's our longest show yet. and deservedly so. I mean, we've recorded maybe 4 or 5 episodes before this, and none of them have made it, so we feel like we got a lot to share. And we haven't even talked about any of the stuff that's happened in the last, you know, 6 weeks or so. So, but it's cool, man. Where do you want to wrap this one up? We could probably record another show later this week and talk about some of the other things we've been working on, like some good lessons we've learned, some of the stuff that has happened that we've gotten smarter and better for.
I just want to let everybody know that you know, we kind of apologize for not having a show the last few weeks. But we're definitely coming back. We're going to be posting more episodes. Maybe we'll put 2 a week if we have time. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who came and hung out with us and met with us over the weekend. You know, it means a lot to us, not only just as, you know, karting dads, but also just as people in the karting, you know, population in general. It's cool to see just people come from, you know, different states, different cities, you know, different class carts, and just everybody have fun. And that's the whole point of everything that we're doing.
Definitely. So, yeah, man, it was awesome. And
I can't wait till the next one, but I'm glad we're back.
All right, guys. Well, y'all have a good week. If you're carding this weekend coming up, be safe, stay hydrated, have fun.
Peace out.
See ya.